What is sin? Sin is disobeying God. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope you're already awake, ready to dive into some theology this morning. We've been talking all week about sin, disobeying God, doing what we want instead of what God wants, rebelling against Him, going our way instead of God's way. Sin is wicked. Sin is evil. Sin is rebelling against the King of the universe who loves us so much. Sin is, according to God Himself, sin is filth. Sin is bad. Sin is dangerous. And maybe most significantly, sin gets between us and God. Every person is a born sinner, and we all have chosen to disobey God. And because of that, we've all earned a punishment to be separated from Him forever. We can turn away from our sin. We can put our trust in Jesus and be adopted into God's family and be right with God. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit more today. But first, to lighten the mood, here comes a crazy joke of the day.
Hey, Dallas, what's the best part of living in Switzerland?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but the flag is a big plus.
Sin is disobeying God. You know that by now. We've been talking about it all week. Sin is rebelling against Him. Sin is choosing my way over His way. And sin is ugly. Sin is dangerous. Sin is bad. And sin comes between us and God. We were natural born sinners. And all of us have chosen to sin. And because of that, we all deserve to be separated from God forever. It comes between us. It messes up that relationship with Him. But God loves us so much, He wanted us to be rescued. So He offered us the greatest trade in the history of the universe. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us." That means God. "For He," that's God the Father, "hath made Him," Jesus, God the Son, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." What that means is that God the Father took all the sin of every person who ever lived and put that on Jesus and treated Jesus as if He were guilty of all the sin that was ever committed. Then Jesus suffered and died in our place. He took the punishment that we deserved for all of our sin, so that it was taken care of, so that it was dealt with, so that it could be forgiven and washed away. He made Him to be sin, even though He never sinned Himself. He lived a perfect life. Everything was right between Jesus and God the Father. The Bible calls that righteousness. Jesus had perfect righteousness between Himself and God the Father. Everything was right between them. But He decided to take on our sin. And because He did that, now we can turn away from our sin and put our trust in Jesus, and we can get His righteousness. Things can be right between us and God the Father. Jesus did the work so that He would be able to make that trade with us, take up all the guilt of our sin on Himself. He already did that so that we can have all of His righteousness. Now, if you've turned away from your sin and put your trust in Jesus to save you, everything's right between you and God. No one can ever take that away from you. Now, we talked yesterday about the fact that when a child of God messes up, when we sin, when we choose to rebel against God, it doesn't change our standing with God. We're still right with Him. We're still adopted into His family. Nobody can take that away from us. Sin does mess up our relationship with God. It changes it. It muddies it. It makes it uncomfortable. And we need to confess our sin and make things right with God. But we never have to worry about losing the righteousness that Jesus traded us when we turned away from our sin and put our trust in Him. Jesus offers that trade to every single person. The opportunity to give Him all of our guilt, all of our shame, everything we've ever done wrong. And in exchange, He will give us a perfect relationship with His Father. I'm praying that you have already made the decision to accept that trade, or that you do really soon.